There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Buffalo 12.5 ounce canned dog food, original or wilderness grain-free formulas, 2 cans for $4. And select 22 to 24 pound bags of Blue Buffalo wilderness grain-free dog food. Your choice, $52.99. At Plains Farm and Fleet, you'll find everything you need to keep your treasured pet happy and healthy. You'll love our big selection of the top brand names you know and trust. Save a lot on pet food and more during our huge 4-day pet care sale, Thursday, February 12th through Sunday the 15th, only at Blaine's Farm and...
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Yes, tonight.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Watch the Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight at 7 o'clock only on the U2. The U.S. Championship has been taken away from Jackie Robinson West following a Little League International investigation that found the team broke boundary rules. This afternoon, Reverend Jesse Jackson said he doesn't believe there's been any wrongdoing.
He should have done nothing but be appropriate age and play and win. And to imply that their parents and they were involved in something scandalous is not right.
Evergreen Park Little League president Chris Janes told Spiegel and Manley today on The Score that it was pretty easy to find various J.R. West players that were not residents within appropriate boundaries. The entire interview was on 670thescore.com. An MRI has confirmed a shoulder strain for the Bulls' Jimmy Butler. He is day-to-day now. The Bulls will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. The Blackhawks tonight are at home. They've got Vancouver in town at the UC. Chris Versteeg has been taken off the injured list. Joakim Nordstrom has been sent back to Rockford. Corey Crawford expected to get the start in goal. The Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson as their assistant offensive line coach. He replaces Pat Meyer, who is not returning to the organization. Baseball, the Padres have made official that 4-year contract with James Shields. He also has an option for a 5th year. Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian has died at the age of 84, and we do have college basketball on The Score tonight. DePaul versus St. John's, the broadcast at 7:45. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And join The Score's Matt Abatacola and Dan Bernstein, broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville Friday from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Liberty Auto City in Libertyville. 670 weather tonight, windy, chance of snow, Low of around 5 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 12. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Coors and Bernstein.
Coors and Bernstein.
Enjoy that.
15 years on The Score.
The 815 says they should strip Jackie Robinson West of the title and give it to the rightful owner, Beyonce.
The stage is being set for Beyonce.
This is why I stick with Sam Smith. I don't think he cheated.
He did cheat, though. That Sam Smith got caught stealing a song from Tom Petty.
Oh, he did, from Tom Petty, yeah.
Stay With Me is the same as Won't Back Down. Judge decided, give this man his cut. Give Tom Petty his money.
Pay that man his money.
My favorite one of those cases when you had your guy Fogerty, our friend Joe Bartosz.
Blacks look to stay. Blackhawks at his
pointing out that the king of the world, Fogerty, Joe Bartosz, was sued over his solo song "The Old Man Down the Road" sounding too much like "Run Through the Jungle."
Didn't all the Creedence songs have a certain...
Didn't they? Yeah, but those two are remarkably similar. You know...
Someone perform CPR!
I see a bad moon rising.
That's CCR!
It's totally different, though. It's like the Vanilla Ice thing with Under Pressure.
It's not the same bass line. Ding, 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 ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same.
Hey, Bernstein.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Here's what should have happened. This is what should have happened. For once, just do something that's right. And Jesse Jackson didn't need to take everybody out of school. He didn't need a Father Flager there who didn't exactly know what was going on, but he didn't like it. Whatever it was, he didn't know what was going on, but he didn't like it. Didn't need the kids out of school. Didn't need a dumb brother. Didn't need the parents there. All you needed to do was, you know, that team cheated. That team was wrong. They did the wrong thing. I hope they understand that and learn from that.
Somebody can just stand up and say, my bad.
That's all.
Just like the guy in Georgia did.
Yep.
And if you're just joining us.
It's so hard to do that.
This is a report from CBS 46 outside of Atlanta. That a team from Peachtree City was stripped of their state championship this year for rules violations. And the president of their league says, as the president of this league, it's on me. If we make an error, I am standing here telling you I did. I own that. Is that so hard? That's another team this year, same tournament, same organization, same spokesperson making all the statements. And they're not claiming that they've been wronged because of the color of their skin. They said, it's on me. I did it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just so difficult to look like you understand what's wrong here. I don't know what's wrong here, but I don't like it. Drag them out of school. I think that it was so easy to do something. And maybe that's just not in his nature. To do what's right. To say what happened. To say you can't do that. We know you can't do that. They did the wrong thing. But no, that's not what happened. He inflamed an issue that didn't need it at all. It has nothing to do with race. Made it into something it isn't. I understand what he does. I understand that. But this would have been a no-brainer. Just do the right thing. That's all.
North Side, here's Q on The Score.
Guys, you're never caught if you're the first at it. You get caught if you're the best at it. Now, I hate to share a personal story, but I hope this makes sense. My senior year, I was an athlete on a team that had its conference title vacated by the NCAA. My coach had used an ineligible player. And when it happened, you know, we had gone through a tournament. We won the tournament. We were the conference champs. That other team's not going to get that moment back. And I wasn't mad at the NCAA for vacating our title. I was mad at my coach and my AD. They're the ones that should have done the checks and balances, right? My coach was the idiot that used the wrong player, and then the AD was the person that should have been policing him or making sure that the right players were being used. So when I hear that only two people lost their jobs at Little League and that Maddie told me on the other side that, you know, the coach has been suspended for 6 months to a year.
Yeah, Darryl Butler has been suspended, and Illinois District 4 Administrator Michael Kelly has been removed from his position.
And that's it, only two people. So you made it all the way to the U.S. title, and only two people are at fault. And that's where the misguidement, you know, it's not the media. It's these two boneheads plus some other people that made this happen. And that's you guys have said it before. Just look at the NCAA football and basketball coaches, right? They get a university in trouble, university gets sanctioned, and then these guys go on to the next job. And there needs to be stiffer fines for guys that pull this kind of stuff.
Well, I don't like comparing it to college, because you're talking about a very, very different environment there and higher levels of financial exploitation, et cetera.
Yeah, it's
a different animal.
There's so many things that are wrong today already. I mean, oh, man. I don't know what the next step is. What's the next step?
Highland Park, Don, you're on the score.
Yeah, listen, I'm calling from Highland Park, but I grew up in the far south side in a neighboring community to Morgan Park, which I think is where most of the Jackie Robinson players came from. You know, what other Chicago Little League team did everything Jackie Robinson's Little League did and nobody remembers it? Did they not remember this team because they were all black or because they were all white, if you want to make it a racial thing? But I grew up in Roseland, North Roseland to be exact. In the 1967 North Roseland Little League team went all the way. They beat Canada. They won an extra inning game against Mexico. They beat Rota Spain. They lost to West Tokyo, Japan, 4-1 in the final game. This was 1967. Never mentioned during any of the broadcasts of the Little League World Series. Hardly mentioned in Chicago. Why is that? That nobody spoke of the Roseland North Little League team.
Well, why should they?
I have no idea. Why? Don, how do we know I've never that? Heard of it before.
Yeah, we never heard of it. How would we know that? And why?
That's what you're worried about today?
All right.
That's
right. Everybody, you know, I got to tell you this. I you know what? I'm really not interested in your personal stories. I mean, there's enough here to talk about and discuss and bring it out without some personal story of some nonsense. I thought he grew up in Morgan Park, then he grew up in Roseland, and then he grew, you know.
The 1967 Little League World Series, West Tokyo, Japan, defeated North Roseland. And, yeah, okay.
Okay.
That happened. I don't know what you want us to say. They lost 4-1. And
lost 4-1.
He's right. Illinois beat Spain, and they beat Mexico, and they lost in the finals. So there you have it.
This really had nothing to do with this, but okay. You know what I mean? It's like yarn time. I'm going to spit a tail. Sit down. I don't want to.
Pull up a chair,
yeah,
Sonny.
I don't listen to your nonsense. You know, I mean,
Cedric.
To digest
in Dalton,
here.
You're on the score.
Hello?
Cedric.
Hey, how you doing, Ed? I was calling in. I'm sorry. I was just picking up my kids from school. But I love the show, guys, and I was just calling to weigh in on the subject.
Okay.
Yeah, and the problem is, I hate that so many people called into your show and made it a race issue. It's not the kids' fault. I think it was ludicrous for people to come in and say that the kids should have said something or this and that. Or I think it's stupid for people to say that the Little League should have known something. I played Little League baseball. I had my son in Little League baseball. You give them a form, you give them a birth certificate, you put an address on an application, and it gets approved. They don't do no searching. They're not tracking anybody by GPS, anything like that. The parents and the coaches, they lie. It is what it is. I mean, it's not a race issue. You know. I hate to say it. I'm a black guy myself. I hate I got to say that to even state this. But, you know, they act like our Caucasian brothers aren't a race, too. You know, everything is a race issue when it has black to do with it, but it's never a race issue when it's any other race. You know, and they love this story, just like you guys said. They love this story. It was a great story.
Everybody loved it. I mean, that's what bothers me, Cedric, is no one has had any incentive to want to destroy something that made everybody so happy. Everybody.
This made Little League Baseball popular. It was just the talk of the town. Everybody loved it. Across the entire United States,
yeah,
it was just a great story.
Right. It was cover of Sports Illustrated. Thanks for the call. It was. I just don't know where you're seeing this nefarious racist conspiracy would begin and why anybody would want to bother.
You got to check with Father Flager.
Well, Teddy says what really sucks about that embarrassment of a press conference is that it undermines and diminishes legitimate charges of racism.
Sure.
Jesse Jackson and Michael Flager and every idiot parent in front of those microphones only made the struggle against actual institutional racism much tougher. People tune out when they hear excuses like this. Real social change doesn't happen when people tune out. Crying wolf never helps anybody, but those who like things just the way they are. And this just helps the status quo.
Yeah, you just created something and turned something on that just really didn't need to be done. I mean, that there's no press conference necessary. And if there is, there's one to just say, you know what? Screwed up. They cheated. That's right. That's what happens when you cheat. But no, they're not sure what happened here.
Calling from his car, tight line is on the score.
Hey, Dan, Terry, how y'all guys doing?
Great.
We're good.
Okay, yeah, this has been a hot issue all morning, and again, my feelings and everything goes out to the kids because they're the innocent victims in this, and if I had it my way, that coach and that administrator, short of me leaving them on North Avenue Beach, I would tar and feather them and pull their toenails off because those kids don't even really want to go to school because look at the ostracizing they're going to face now from their friends, you know, and it's all because of adults. And adults kind of, like you say, stand up and take the responsibility. Hey, I dropped the ball on this, you know, because those kids are the ones in the long run that's going to pay for this the rest of their life.
I don't think the rest of their lives.
I don't think they'll face any.
I think they're fine.
Intense scrutiny over this. I mean, I just think that, you know, you've just taken it one step too far. You're way out of bounds here. I don't know what Jesse Jackson's doing. I don't know what Father Flager is doing. He's neither. He isn't even sure what's going on.
You're not helping anyone.
No, that doesn't help. I mean, you could have diffused this thing by just saying, you know what? This isn't anything other than we cheated. The team cheated. It's accurate.
Crest Hill, Juan is on the score. Hey, Juan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
All right.
Very good. You know what? Last time I talked to you was back when Chicago lost the Olympics. And I called about how self-interest were already lined up. Well, there's another black eye for the city of Chicago. What this points out is a truly lack of leadership from Jackson and all those leaders up there. And the big thing right now, I'm waiting for my kid to come in. He just come in. He's been playing baseball since he was 4 years old. I've been coaching over here, and I need to have that conversation. So just like I have the conversation when the coach puts his first base, his son first, where he has right. No business, I have to go ahead and make that tough conversation with him right now. He's actually outside my home office right now and waiting to do that. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but...
No, I had to have it myself. I had to have it with my baseball-playing kid, too, who he... And I wasn't going to watch any of these games in August. I really wasn't intending to because I don't enjoy it. But he really wanted to, and he really enjoyed it. And I did like watching because of how much fun he was having watching these kids play baseball and seeing all the excitement and watching the kids and comparing their swings and talking about their equipment and everything. So I found a way to enjoy it that way I wouldn't otherwise have had. And he's bummed. He's bummed about this. His story sucks. It's too bad. You know, you don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah,
but
don't make it worse.
But exactly.
Make it worse.
So I think that most of these kids who are taught about responsibility, they hear it from their coaches. They hear it all the time about doing the right thing, about not reacting. You know, our coaches just on Sunday sat down his whole baseball team and said, we never, ever want to see you roll your eyes at an umpire, slump your shoulders. Never want to see you angrily throw down a bat or a helmet or any piece of equipment. Correct. They said, if there is any kind of an issue with a question of the umpires, that is our job. We will handle that. But you are absolutely never, ever to show anything like that. If there is a concern, you bring it to us. We don't want to hear anything from the bench, and we don't want to see anything from you. What the umpire says is what it is.
That's why I truly was a great coach.
That's what they said. But you can't say that
lesson very early.
And most coaches say that. Most coaches, and this is the truth. And I don't want to make this into an overall discussion about youth baseball. Most coaches that I've been around in what is now 7 years of really well-run youth baseball over at Wells Park and other places. We've been in the Niles Fall League for years, too. Wells Park Fall League, travel ball. Almost everybody's been terrific. Coaches, umpires, parents. Everybody's got a terrible story. We've had a great experience. Really have. But when you see stuff like this, you know, you kind of count your blessings, I guess. And you know, every once in a while, there's somebody who's kind of a loon. We've seen those too. There's some overzealous parents, some overzealous coaches, some cranky umpires. You get that. But it always reaffirms the fact that most people are cool about it. And most people do teach the right thing. But you can't say that to those kids and then start with your own crying, whining, tantrum throwing. Because that's what this is. This is a toddler's tantrum.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, it'll have a long reach on this one, though.
I hope you're
this
wrong.
This is a long reach. Oh, yeah. It will be. It'll be a bigger problem than I wish it were just that. You know, I wish it were just that. But I think now it's not.
Well, here's my hope. Do you think it's possible that Jesse's so jumped the shark? Not Tark. He is. You can find him and jump him now.
Yeah.
Because he's not standing. Yeah, it's easier now.
Yeah, he's very quiet about it.
But if that, maybe we're at the point, maybe this is what the test is.
We knew yesterday, by the way, that having trouble breathing thing was not good.
Right, you predicted. Yes, nice
Dr.
job.
Dr. Boers, that's right.
Dr. Just, Tony Boers declared here, that an 84-year-old having a problem right. breathing might not end well.
I diagnosed it, yeah.
Very
it's,
good.
It's but go ahead, I'm sorry. I just want to take credit for being such a great doctor, too.
Yeah, outstanding.
Good work, yeah.
But I would think that this would be a test for whether or not he actually does have that kind of remaining power, even as a nuisance. Maybe he doesn't.
We'll see.
Maybe he doesn't.
We'll see.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Dr. Boers, excuse me. You have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I understand why the Green Bay Packers have waited this long to retire Brett Favre's number. They wanted to give it a few years to make sure that he wouldn't try to put it back on, and to give Packer fans a cooling off period so they could put down their torches. I mean, there were people wearing t-shirts that read, "Brettadict Arnold and We'll Miss You Brent." So it does make sense that they've waited for a jersey retirement, but they're going to bring this guy back in the middle of summer and do it in an atrium in front of 1,200 people. Listen, this is a big Aaron Rodgers house. I was riding with that guy from the jump, but even I have to admit, Favre deserves better than the atrium in the middle of summer. If you're really that concerned about that small of a turnout or a belligerent turnout, should you really be doing this at all? You were right to wait, but now do it right. I'm Jim Rome.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
ActiveCom/go.
Flowers, get your flowers. You got to get this done. She wants them, and you haven't purchased them yet, and you haven't taken advantage of this deal, so do it. 24 assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99 from Pro Flowers. Or you can really impress her. Upgrade to 24 long-stemmed assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com. Use my code Bernstein. You can't beat the convenience of this. And roses will be selling out. So take advantage of this deal
while you can before it's too late and check it off the list. This is the only way to get it. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type the code B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Order today because this deal expires tonight at midnight.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
You know, guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday. That's right, this Saturday. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
Morning. Saturday, join 670 The Score's Steve Rosenblum and Mark Crotty broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place from 10 a.m. to 1. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Camry, the all-new Highlander, and the all-new Toyota Corolla. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Little League says that they teach character and they teach courage. Well, this isn't an act of courage, and this sure isn't an act of character. Brandon Green and his teammates, they earned the championship win, and we will not stop until justice is done.
It was, lady.
Venetia Green? Yep. I think it was, too, but they don't. That's what we're talking about, Boris Borzin, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to score. That was part of a press conference today at Operation Putsch. Jesse Jackson, Michael Flager, didn't know what was going on, but he can tell you one thing. It was racist, and he didn't like it. I'm Father Flager.
I really want Benisa Green and Jesse Jackson and Michael Flager to review the case of Peachtree City, Georgia. I want to get their reaction to the case of Peachtree City, Georgia.
I guarantee you they're not interested.
The Georgia state champions this year who were stripped of their title and prevented from going to the Little League World Series when that same investigative arm of their organization determined that they violated league rules in the application process.
That really sucks for them.
And their league director said, as the president of this league, it's on me. How hard is that?
Very, very difficult.
John is in Markham. He's on the score. Hi, John.
How you guys doing? Okay. A couple of callers ago, Mr. Bernstein, you threw a thing out that this press conference was detrimental to the pursuit again in the battle against institutional racism.
I read an email stating that. Yes.
Okay. If it's 2015, we've elected a black man to the presidency.
Don't even start down that road, because it's going to end with you coming off really, really bad.
One example of an institutional racism.
One example? How about death row? That's enough of John. How about prison? There's two examples. Sentencing. Arrests, traffic stoppages. Are you out of your mind? You ever heard of driving while black? As soon as you get driving while white, call me back.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Watch the Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight at 7, only on the U2. Little League International is forcing Jackie Robinson West to vacate many of its wins, including its United States Championship, after an investigation. Mark Conkle of DNA Info, the first to report it back in December.
We found out that Jackie Robinson West officials with the district administrator filed a fraudulent map so they can build a super team to win the title. And, and it's sad news for the kids right now.
Conkle with Spiegs and Manley today. The entire interview on 670thescore.com. The team manager and the Illinois District 4 administrator have been relieved of their positions. Corey Crawford to get the start and goal for the Blackhawks tonight. They will have Vancouver at the United Center, not the entire city, just the Canucks. Chris Versteeg has been activated off the injured list. Jimmy Butler of the Bulls day-to-day with a strained shoulder. The results in from an MRI today. The Bulls play Cleveland tomorrow. The Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson, their assistant offensive line coach. And as reported yesterday, Chris Harris not coming back as the defensive quality control coach. We'll have college basketball on the score tonight. DePaul will take on St. John's, our broadcast, starting at 7:45. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And join Jay Zawoski and special guest Ben Smith at Galooly's in Chicago Monday from 7 until 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Chicago is home to the Little League World Champions. Congratulations to Jackie Robinson West for winning the Little League World Series.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
In the first half of the show, we talked about the story of the day. And that is that Jackie Robinson West Little League has been stripped of their national title for filing an illegal falsified boundary map that allowed them to create a hand-picked group of players that didn't properly represent where they were from, in violation of what Little League is all about. And we
don't think it's racist.
We listened live to the Jesse Jackson, Michael Flager press conference and heard from the father of the coach of the team that believes that the Mountain Ridge Las Vegas team was racist because of their rally monkey, and the umpiring was racist, etc. really just a bad day.
It's a bad day, yeah. Didn't get to this the other day because this week has been so goofy, but your guy Pop wins his 1,000th game. He's the 9th NBA coach to do it. And I tell you what, you get on this list, you're pretty damn good. You know, although I'll say this, that the guys who've won a lot of championships aren't necessarily on this, including a guy like Jerry Sloan.
Hmm.
The only two guys on this list have got the 1,000 wins with the same team. And that would be Pop and Jerry Sloan. And Jerry Sloan is 3rd all time, all with the same team, and no championships. Phil's on the list as well, but I mean, no. So Pop, again, 9 guys on the list have won 1,000 games coaching in the NBA, but only 2 have done it with the same team. Remember, Jerry Sloan or years with the Jazz, and now Pop with the Spurs.
I know we mentioned this briefly during transition about the fact that Doug McDermott, in a game where you're leading by 20 points with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, Doug McDermott has to wait until there's 1 minute left in the game. It is clear, and I was tweeting about this last night, it is clear now that Tom Thibodeau is doing this to actively spite his bosses. I thought it had never been more clear than last night.
It seems so, didn't it?
It really looked like it. It really seemed like it. And has been asked very, very nicely to please play Doug McDermott more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'd like to look at the history in the NBA. How many lottery picks for whom a team traded up, how many lottery picks this far into the season haven't been able to sniff the rotation? Haven't been able to be anything but end of bench garbage time victory cigars.
Yeah, I know.
In the history of the lottery.
Yeah.
Taking ever.
The research.
But. Ever. Outside of some major injury. It would be interesting to know. Somebody could do it looking at Basketball Reference and find that. But I want to know where this is historically for a lottery pick to be summarily buried by his coach. And I think that this is a tug of war going on, that he's trying to prove a point. And Snell was playing great. I get that. He was hitting shots, banking stuff in. Looking more confident.
And the thing is, you know damn well Thibs doesn't like him.
Right. He keeps benching him even after his good games. He doesn't trust him, doesn't like him. And something else that I tweeted last night that I found out, and I don't know why it made people really angry. But you know that Doug McDermott's dad, Greg, is the head coach at Creighton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got all kinds of contacts in basketball. He knows a lot of people. And I have been told that he has been in touch with Bulls management to say, hey, what the hell's going on?
What up?
What up?
Yeah.
It made people very angry to hear that. And I'm just telling you that it's true that it happened. And you can think about it whatever you want. But he was kind of calling to say, hey, is everything okay? What's going on? Is there something I need to know? Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong? And just as out of his concern and the fact that he feels that his standing in basketball might allow at least for a callback, I don't know what the resolution was, but I know that McDermott himself and people around him are really disappointed in how this has all gone down.
Got a kick out of Dominique Wilkins sharing memories about Larry Bird.
Oh, is this the trash-talking story?
Yeah, as a young player.
Hmm.
One of the first times I ever played against him, I went out for the opening tip when I went to shake his hand. He just stood there and looked at me stone-faced with his hands behind his back. I was like, whoa. Then we're getting ready for the tip, and he says to me, you don't belong in this league, Holmes. I couldn't believe it, but it happened to me. I don't know what to think. Then they had the ball, and I was on him, and he said, I don't know why you got you guarding me, Holmes. You can't guard me. Then Wappy hit a 3. Then he came down again and said, they made a mistake putting you on me, Holmes, and he took another 3. Getting into the story, Wilkins began to act things out with his facial expressions. So now I'm hot, he said. I'm hot. I'm mean. I'm steaming. Then a while later, I came down on a break, and he was backpedaling. I just went right after him. I jumped, and he tried to challenge, but I took that right through the rim. He fell and hit the basket support. He got up and said, I like you, rookie. You've got guts. I was happy for a second. Then he said, but I'm still going to get 40 on you tonight. Is that great?
Yep.
How good is Larry Bird? And that guy.
That's what he did.
I know. That's what he did.
I know,
everywhere he went.
Xavier,
everywhere.
Xavier McDaniel tells a very similar story. When right before an end game side out of bounds play, as they're waiting and sort of getting everybody arranged, and Bird, I think it was the inbound passer, and McDaniels is up there in his face, and Bird says, you know what's going to happen on this play, right, X? He said, I'm going to inbound it. I'm going to run over there off a screen, and they're going to pass it back to me. I'm going to pump fake you. You're going to buy the fake, and then I'm going to step away and hit a three and win the game. And he did.
It's just so.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't care who it was. It's just so great. Dominique, great.
That's awesome. What's going on with Northwestern basketball?
Ooh. Boy, that was like a.
Yeah, you.
I have bad basketball thoughts this year, so I'm not taking responsibility, but.
You can't be down 56-21.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, you actually can't be. No.
I won't allow you to do that. You're not playing Kentucky.
And you've also lost. That's 10 in a row. Is it 10 in a row now? In a league that isn't that damn good.
It's a down year for the league.
Yeah.
I'll say the one thing at least about the Bill Carmody Princeton stuff. Is that was good for four or five wins, just catching somebody who didn't want to deal with it.
Annoyed people.
Right. I don't know what this is. I mean, I'm still giving our guy Windex some slack here.
Come on, Windex. But, let's go, buddy.
But, it's
hard.
Good.
Yeah. That second half, we do it every damn day because we like to do it. I always ask you what you think about this or what we've been talking about. I think you know what that is. 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit pdqpos.com.
Romance of the famous Oak Street location inside the historic Esquire Theater Building. Enjoy Del Frisco's Valentine celebration anytime during this weekend, February 13th through the 15th. Celebrate with a special Valentine's Day feature, a delicious 8-ounce filet and lobster for just $79. Visit delfriscos.com for reservations.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Evening, the high will be around 35 with a low of 7.
Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team hosts Iowa this Sunday at Welsh Ryan Arena. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Visit NU Sports.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Hey guys. American Family Insurance knows the importance of dreams. We help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after yours. Let us prove it. Introducing Matthew Santos. His dream is to be on the radio. And now he is.
And you seem like the perfect match with another one down the hatch. Drunk on this hopeful throw and the object of you.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Company. American Family Mutual Insurance Company. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at VermontsTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, The 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book, and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar, now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens. Nope. I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
The Napa difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He should have done nothing but be appropriate age and play and win. And to imply that their parents and they were involved in something scandalous
right.
is not right. We're going to embrace these children. This community will embrace them. We're going to have a reaffirmation of their championship on Saturday, but it won't stop there. This is just another layer of our struggle for a more perfect union.
That's Jesse Jackson earlier today. You might have heard that. We played a lot of it right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We listened in, and I think both of us were really disappointed and saddened by it more than anything. And there you go. It's okay.
Yeah.
They were old, and the age was right. The rest of it, so what? No big deal.
So that's part of some larger struggle more perfect union when it comes to him. Yep. But for Peachtree City, the head of the league just says, I own it. It's on me.
Mm-hmm. That would have been the adult thing to do instead of having the children there and then just owning up, say, okay.
And you're, right. And you're talking about your money college pipeline with your son pulled out of school to mm-hmm. stand there in uniform as a prop.
Yep.
As stagecraft.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. Sad, really. Just very, very sad. There are some causes absolutely worth fighting. No one ever wanted them to stop fighting. None of us should. We should all want better for everybody, but not this one. Not this one. Wrong fight, wrong time, wrong place, wrong message.
Wrong lesson.
Yep.
In Woodridge, Doug is on the score.
Yeah, Dan, I was going to argue with you about what you said about the kids not knowing it, but I think they did. And if you look at the history of this town, you know, we got two governors who are in prison, Blagojevich and Ryan. We got a standing congressman and his wife, Jesse Jackson Jr., there in jail. I saw a restaurant downtown. They were getting their natural gas for free. They worked out a deal with the city. This is who we are. We cheat, we lie, we steal, and we impart this thing on our kids, and they grow up, and they cheat, and they lie, and they steal. This is who Chicago is, and everybody should take notice, okay? They really should, Dan. And shame on you for saying those kids didn't know. Because they did know, because this is what their parents teach them, and this is who we are.
Yeah, but I'm not. We don't know what the kids themselves knew, other than that they were reassured that everything was fine. I don't think, and they have no recourse. No kid is going to say, "Wait a second, this is wrong," and I'm calling BS on all of this.
This is our other team. Yeah, this is our other team we have here. I think they knew it. I think they kind of knew that this might not be right, but whatever. I don't know if all. Yeah, I understand what you're saying about Chicago, though. I get that. I get that. We had a little trouble with governors. Seemed to wind up in jail.
Hey, don't forget Otto Kerner.
Otto Kerner, off stride.
Was Dan Walker in trouble?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he had
enormously popular Dan Walker. But, yeah, I mean, I agree. There's a lot of, you know, nefarious activity and wrong things that go on all over the city. There's no doubt about that. I'm not arguing that point.
Raymond is downtown. He's on the score.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay.
I've got a different take on the whole situation with Jackie Robinson West. And race is involved, maybe not how you would think at first. I'm quite sure that once they beat Evergreen Park in that tournament the way they did, that the coach probably went screaming at the top, you know, screaming from the top of the hills to whoever would listen about his suspicions. Could it be that they actually knew but were you know, hoping that he'd just go away?
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes.
And let the kids go through the tournament because it was such a great story.
Yes.
And Little League was getting so much publicity and exposure from it. You know what I mean?
I do, Raymond. I think that in answer to that specific question, is that possible? Of course.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's why that it took three investigations for them to finally say, we have no choice because of what Mark Conkle and DNA Info Chicago and others did. And what he said was that the big problem was the ensuing celebration when Linwood says, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
And everyone says, well, wait a second. Why is Linwood congratulating one of these players?
Yeah,
so that's,
I saw that too.
You know, that's what I don't think that Jesse Jackson and Michael Flager understand about the mother about the retroactive response was because you had suburbs celebrating.
Yeah, that's
I think that's a little too far, Linwood.
Yeah, but that's Raymond, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a fur piece. And look, those kids knew too. The minute they started, I'm sure they're aware of what was going on. They know where those kids are from. They play with them on the other team. Right. And again, if you want to go to other tournaments with another team, you're welcome.
The Chicago White Sox sponsored the Aces. Yeah. They're called the Aces.
Yeah, you can go.
Those Aces can go play anywhere.
Anywhere. Unfortunately, wrong tournament.
They just overstepped a little bit. They overstepped their boundaries.
Yes.
Is what they did. And here is your official transcript of the West Side Mike phone call.
Great.
Hey, fellas, let me say something. People, why y'all go get Jesse Jackson for everything? He's a liar. Quit believing him. He's not telling the truth. He didn't even know where he was at. He's a vegetable. Stop believing what he says. He's racist. I don't believe nothing Jesse Jackson say because even though his son went to jail for lying because he was trying to cover it up. Quit believing what Jesse Jackson say. And the parents, you're wrong. Because y'all signed that certificate and lied. Only way your kids can play on that team, you have to lie on the application, so admit it. Y'all cheaters. Y'all hot garbage, even the coach. Y'all was on every network. Now you're scared to come on 670 The Score. Admit it. You lied, and you all hot garbage. And one more thing. Jesse Jackson also lied and said when Martin Luther King got shot, he was there. He wiped the blood. So quit believing that vegetable. He's a hot garbage. He's old. Forget about it.
I didn't catch a lot of that. I don't know about you. I did not catch a lot of
that. That was we get our transcripts. It's fun to be an intern of the Boers and Bernstein show, isn't it? So what did you do? How do I explain this? Country Club Hills, Pat, you're on WSCR.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
We don't need Jesse for anything. I'm so tired of him popping up with all his racism stuff. He just makes it worse. The kids did wrong. My stepson went to school in Brookwood School in Linwood with one of the kids. In Glenwood with one of the kids. How's he being able to play on that team? He's all the way in the suburbs. So evidently they cheated. So just admit it. Said I'm up. We did something wrong. You know, we don't need Jesse. Jesse's just a headache. It's just a headache.
Well, thank you. Yes, we agree. He is a headache. Of course, Father Flager, he didn't know. You know what? He didn't know what was going on, okay? But he knows it's racist.
That's what just is so weird.
Okay.
Well, I can't really speak to the facts of the case, but I smell racism. I'm going to declare that Las Vegas team is made up of racists because of their rally monkey. We'll declare the umpires racist.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so simple. It's not racist. It's not. It's just, you tried to cheat. You did a good job of it for a while. You managed to do it. But you know what? There were cracks. There were things happening with a lot of people going, ooh, that doesn't seem right. Because now there's a celebration out here. There's one over here. They're not there, are they? No. And the kids, all of a sudden, you had the same team you have with the other one. I mean, wait a minute. So they knew, too.
Apparently, people within these competitive baseball circles knew that Jackie Robinson West just missed going to Williamsport the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made clear that they thought they were just a few players away.
Uh-huh.
And
they found them.
And at that point decided they were going to find them.
Yeah.
And they fudged the map.
Because I heard a guy say that today that you know, there's just so few black kids playing, they couldn't fill out that team unless they went out there.
Right.
I don't think that's true, because these kids play on a team somewhere. Other teams, their all-star team, they play somewhere, and my guess is there are other players in that league.
And there's a tweet here from Dan who says, don't tell Tim Beckman that there's nefarious behavior going on in the great state of Illinois.
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, and okay,
well, you know what? We're doing it again.
You have the
score. Bringing down Illinois recruiting.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
I don't think they're any heroes. I don't think Little League did a very good job of it. The whistleblowers, you know, I don't feel any great sympathy for anybody involved in the whole damn thing. The whole thing stinks.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Yeah.
And you don't want to give yourself a headache running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious, giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? No, I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office last week, oh my God, and several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. I do too, by the way. And the best thing is that you get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name Boars. Believe me, you'll want to do that. This is quick and easy, and will maintain your sanity. Just go to berries.com, that's berries.com, to place your order right now. To get your special deal, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's B-O-E-R-S. One more promise, you won't be sorry.
The Cabinet and Bath Savings to Go event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's get your project moving as well. Right now, the water-efficient American Standard Round Front Cadet Toilet is just $99. You save $40. Its gentle, slow-close seat never slams, so it's easy on the ears. And at just $99, it's also pretty easy on the budget. Let's do this with cabinet and bath savings to go. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Girls too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline,